first Ilay Mishpas Bechil by Reb Chaim Hillel Alevi, and Refuah Shleima for Rachel Freida Bas Flora Perel. That's also the yard site of Reb Baruch Mezhevizhe, the Butzina de Nahira. Tomorrow night is the yard site of the Mizritcha Magid and the Chag HaGeula of the Balatanya, Zchusam Yagin Aleinu, Yal Kol Yisrael. And this coming Shabbos, Chav Aleph Kislev is the Yartzeit of Rabbi Yochanan Stolener, Zchusam Yagin Aleinu. And it's the Shabbos before Chanukah. And we know that, as we say, we discuss in these Shiurim many times, as it says in Zayir HaKadosh, Shabbos benches all the days that follow. So whatever Yom Tov is going to come out next week is already benched from the Shabbos prior, which means Vayeshev already is a Shabbos of Chanukah. And many years, in fact, Vayeshev is Shabbos Chanukah. But Chanukah always falls out in the vicinity of Vayeshev Miketz, as the Shavua HaKadosh talks about the connection between Chanukah and these parashiyos. Parshas Vayeshev is a very, on the surface, a very tragic parsha, a very difficult parsha, a parsha that talks about the brothers and Yosef, which from the outset literally sounds like sibling rivalry, which led not only just to fighting, mere fighting, but actually to almost murder, and to selling a brother into slavery. It's like Yehuman Ki Yisupar, who would do that? And of course, all the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that there was a lot, there were many, many lofty intentions here, and it was the Shem Shamayim. But we suffer from this story, Ad Hayayim Hazeh. Many, many atonements were necessary. We see later on in Chumash by Hakamas HaMishkan, even further, because of Mechiras Yosef. Asara Harugei Malchus had to do with Mechiras Yosef. The Shalor writes, the Megala Amukas writes, that Golus Yavon came because of Mechiras Yosef. And that would explain the connection to Chanukah, which falls out always during this time, when we learn about Mechiras Yosef, which brought Golus Yavon, and therefore the Tikkun for Mechiras Yosef is the Yom Tov of Chanukah. So we'll discuss some aspects of the parasha, and also a little bit to the relation to Chanukah. One thing we see in this parasha very clear is the punishment that Yaakov receives for his lack of kibud av va'em. And Rashi mentions this a few times in Chumash, and he says it this week when the Torah tells us that his children tried to comfort him and he would not be consoled. So Rashi says here, 22 years Yaakov doesn't know what happened to Yosef. He suffers not knowing the whereabouts of Yosef HaTzadik. Keneged the 22 years that he did not fulfill Kibud Av Va'Em. 20 years that he was Bebeis Lavan, and the 2 years of traveling. And there he brings the pasuk that Yaakov says to Lavan in Vayetze, Ze li esrim shona beveisecha. Li hein, or lai hein. In other words, it's upon me, it's going to be incumbent on me to pay for these 20 years. B'soifi lilkois kenegdan. I'm going to be punished for lack of kibur av during those 20 years, which ended up being 22 years because of the years that he traveled after. And where is the punishment for the lack of kibur av? It's here. It's in Parshas Vayeshev. Parshas Vayeshev is where Yaakov suffers because of his lack of kibur av. Now it's interesting that Chazal tells us, the Gemara says it in Megillah, and Rashi brings it at the end of Toldos, that he was away for longer than that. He was away for 36 years, really. But the 14 years that he was in the Beis Medrash of Eivor are not counted. So the Pashtas we learn because of the Schus HaTorah, so the Schus HaTorah protected him. But perhaps there's a deeper understanding of that. So the Gemara tells us, the Gemara says in the Sugya of Chanukah, the Gemara says, how do we know we say in the bracha that we're going to make 1 week from tonight, Baruch Atah Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvayso v'tzivanu lahadlik ner Chanukah. So the Gemara asks, where did he command us? This question really could be asked on the other six mitzvahs, the Rabbanan also. But the Gemara asks it, Benegeya to Chanukah, the last mitzvah that we received. The Gemara gives two answers. One is, Loi Sosur. It says in the Pasuk, you are not to deviate. Loi Sosur, we call out Dover Ashi Agidalacha, Yamin Usmoil. And as far as say, it's a remiss to Purim and Chanukah. Purim is Yamin, Chanukah is Smoil. Listen to whatever the Chachamim tell you. The Tzivanu, so they commanded us, and as the Torah commanded you to listen to the Chachamim. And the Chachamim say that you should keep to the mitzvah of Chanukah, so you have to keep to Chanukah. Then the Gemara brings the other opinion, that it's not Loi Sosur, it's from the Pasuk in Parshas Hazinu, She'al avicha v'yageitcha zekeinecha v'yoymrulach. Ask your father and your elders and listen to what they say. So even though Rashi and Chumash says avicha is referring to neviim, Elu ha-neviim shenikru avos, like it says by Eliyahu, avi avi rechav Yisrael, zekeinecha elu ha-chachamim. And we know that Chanukah is referred to as a mitzvah zekeinim. Purim is a mitzvah neviim. Chanukah is a mitzvah zekeinim. But we don't find that the Gemara says there's been a geir to Purim. The Gemara does not say that v'tzivanu by Purim is because of sha'al avicha v'yageitcha zekeinecha v'yoyim lulach. This is only by Chanukah that we find this. Sha'al avicha v'yageitcha zekeinecha v'yoyim lulach. Why? So, at the beginning of the parasha here, Rashi says, Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz Mugurei Aviv, rather the Balaturim says, be'eretz Mugurei Aviv, is that Yaakov went to be Mekayim Kibud Av. He was upset of the lack of the Kibud Av of all those years, so he returns to Eretz Yisrael so he could honor his father now. He says, Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz Mugurei Aviv is b'gematria Yoshev Mekayim Mitzvas Kibud. And he said, B'schar HaKibud, Zocha Esav l'chol ha-kovayt hazeh. Esav got all the glory because of his kibud, because he honored his father. So now I'm going to honor my father. He brings it again in the word megurei. Ma'she zocha Esav l'chol ha-kovayt hazeh is b'schar ha-kibud she'oso la'aviv. Now, the Baal HaTurim brings this a lot in Chumash. These are midrashim. The Baal HaTurim is not making it up. These are midrashim. He's meramezit in the psukim. Baal HaTurim tells us on the pasuk in Parshas Devarim, why we're not allowed to antagonize Esav is because of that. Al tizgaru bam, don't go into their boundary, don't go into their land. Ki Yerusha le'Esav nosati es har seir. So there the Baal HaTurim also has a gematria that has to do with Kibud Av, because Esav excelled in Kibud Av. Ki lo etein lochem me'artzam ad midrach kaf rogel, ki Yerushala Esav nosati es har seir. So what's the reason? Why does Esav deserve it? Because of Kibud Av. So Kibud Av is what kept Esav in power for so long. In fact, as Midrashim say, that's why Esav was able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why it happened in the Chodesh Av, in the month of Av, because Esav excelled in Kibud Av. The Shvatim lacked in Kibud Av, and that's because of the story in this week's parasha. They lack, they were disrespectful to their father because of what they did to Yosef. In fact, they see that Yosef loves, that Yaakov loves Yosef. Yisrael ohav es Yosef mikol bonav ki ben zekunim hu loy. But also like Sinus Passim, and they're trying now to sever the relationship, and they succeeded in severing the relationship for 22 years. So that's lack of Kibud Av. And as we mentioned once in a different shir, that Chodesh Av corresponds to Shimon. Shimon was the fifth of the Shvatim, the way they traveled in the desert. And Av is the fifth month. And that's why in the month of Shimon, the Churban occurred, because Shimon is the one who says to Levi in this week's parasha, Hinei balach halomos halozebo. He's the one who started the fight. He's the one who wanted to kill Yosef. So from all of them, he's the most responsible. So it's in his month, in Av, that the Churban happens, in which Esav overrules Yaakov, destroys the Beis HaMikdash, and this, because Esav excels in Kibud Av, which Shimon lacked. So the tikkun is Kibud Av. What's the concept of Kibud Av? The idea of Kibud Av is respect for a father, you know, that the transmission from father to son. The respect that a father has for, that a son has for a father, knowing that the father is in a previous generation. And so he's closer to the truth. Unlike what we see today. Today, and that was also the klipa of Yavon, that the further you are away, the more advanced, the more enlightened you are. On the contrary, they are They're ancient. They didn't know the truth. We know, we're enlightened. We know better. They said, today we know much more than they knew 100 years ago. Look at the technology. They didn't have what we have. So we're better than them. That's what the generation gap that you see in this door that we live in, as the Gemara says in Saita, it's interesting that one of the simanim of Ikbesed Mashiach is that there is no respect. Bas kama be'ima v'kala b'chamaisa. There's a relationship between father and son is separated. Like, who's your father that you should listen to him? If anything, he should listen to you, especially if they believe that we come from monkeys. So the father is closer to the monkey than you are. So if anything, the father should have respect for the son, not the son for the father. So that's also what Klipas Yavan. Yavan was very into culture and academia and knowing and learning and figuring things out on your own and believing that you can accomplish things yourself. You don't have to come on to Hashem. You certainly don't have to come on to your parents. You don't have to come on to your ancestors. If anything, you're more enlightened than they. That was the idea, as we see in our generation very clearly. But the Torah says not like that. The Torah says, Kabed es avicha. The Torah says, She'al avicha v'yagetcha. Ask your father always. Always respect what your father tells you. Take from the previous generations. There has to be always this connect between one door to the other, which brings you all the way back to Har Sinai. And that's really the same concept of Torah Shebaal Peh. Because that's what Torah Shebaal Peh is all about. Torah Shebaal Peh is the Mesoira, the tradition from Rebbe to Talmud. Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai Mesorah Li Hoshua Lizakeinim Mizakeinim Levim. There's a chain. There's a chain from one generation to the next that cannot be severed. There has to be constantly connected. We always have to connect to the past. And perhaps that's why the Gemara uses this pasuk as the limud for Chanukah. Because Chanukah is Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach. We mentioned this already, that Chanukah, we are able to go into the boundary of Esav. Chanukah is the Yom Tov where we connect to the past. We're not going to give in to the Yevonim. They wanted Lahashkicham Torah Secha. They want us to forget the Torah. It means forget your past. Forget what you were taught by your parents, grandparents. What did they know? They're old-fashioned. They're antique. You have to be modern. You have to be more. You have to live with the times. They didn't know. They don't know. They live back in Europe or wherever they live. They don't know what's really going on. They don't know what life really is all about. We know what life is about. They didn't know what life is about. We hear that today, and that's what the Yevonim. That's Amalek. Amalek, which comes from the word Umalak, also to sever the generation. That's why Timchas Echer Amalek. Mitachas HaShemayim, the pasuk uses the expression midor dor, from generation to generation. That was the way to fight Amalek, is to have this relationship from one generation to the next. Don't disconnect from the past like they want us to do. So since Chanukah is the tikkun, Chanukah is the yomtiv, which is keneged mechiras Yosef. And mechiras Yosef, bedakos, we're not comparing chas v'shalom in any way what the shvatim did to Yosef as to that which the Yevonim did to Klal Yisrael, although the Shalah sort of compares it, but he doesn't mean it's the same. Just that there's similar an idea is they were trying to sever the relationship between Yaakov and Yosef. Yosef was the one who receives the Messiah from Yaakov more than they did. That we see clearly at the beginning of the parasha. The pasuk says, Ki ben zekunim hulai, and Rashi brings here, the uncle is Tirgaim Bar Chakim Hulei. Whatever he learned from Shem Ve'eva, he transmitted to him. Here you have father to son, Rebbe to Talmud. Torah Shebaal Peh, Loisosur Mikol Advav Rashi Agita L'Chayim Unusimol, and Sha'al Avicha V'Yageitcha at the same time. Both are interrelated. It's not really two different shitas, although there are Svarim that say that the two different opinions between the one who learns it out from Lois Sosser and the one who learns it out from Sha'al Avichav Yageidcha. There's two different limudim. We won't spoke about it in a different shiur, but not for now. But the emes, they're both the same thing, because the Lois Sosser, not to deviate, to follow what the Sanhedrin says in Lishkas HaGozis, that's the Pashas, what the Pesukim are talking about over there, Pashas Shoiftim, which the Gemara learns out, that's the Vitzivanu of Chanukah. Is Uvasa el Hakoihanim Halavim. They were the ones who usually transmitted the Torah. Yairu Mishpatach Aliyakoi, Visayros Chali Yisrael. The Koihanim, Matisyahu Ubanov. They were the ones who transmitted the Torah. So from them, the Yom Tov of Chanukah is given. Through them. Vyosisa al Piyadov Rashi Agidolecha, Do not deviate, follow them, whatever they say, because each one of them received from the one before, who received from the one before, back to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Torah Shebal Peh. The Mulchama of the Yevonim was not against Torah Shebiksav, it was against Torah Shebal Peh. Besides, because Torah Shebal Peh is what separates us from the Goyim, and they were trying to break down the barrier of the Havdalah ben Yisrael, Lo'amim, v'chulu v'chulu. But there's also this idea of Torah Shebal Peh being the transmission of Torah, the Messiah, which we have, Ish mi pi Ish, back to Moshe Rabbeinu. The relationship of Rebbe and Talmud, and realizing that we're only a Talmud. Svarim HaMadayik, why do we call a scholar, a learned person, a Talmud Chacham? He should be called a Chacham. What is he called? A Talmud Chacham. Because he's not a Chacham if he's not a Talmud Chacham. He has to be the student of a Chacham. He had to have received from a Chacham before. Who received from a Chacham before, all the way back? Via Torah Shebal Peh. That's what they came to battle. The Yevanim said, no, you should be independent. What do you have to rely on the past? We know much more. We're much more cultured. We're much smarter. We're more advanced, modern, up to date, like you hear today. The same idea. So, Loi Sosur is the relationship of Rebbe Talmud. She'ala vicha v'ageitcha, that's the other opinion, is the relationship of father and son. Ask your father, and he'll tell you. Do what your father says. Zekeinecha v'yomrlach, also, zekeinecha. Your elders, which Chanukah is a mitzvah zekeinim, zekeinecha v'yomru lach, is begematria Chanukah mismoil. In other words, the idea is that Chanukah is the tikkun of the lack of kibbut av. The kibbut av of Esav, which was what gave Esav the power to take over Eretz Yisrael, ki Yerusha le'Esav nasati yasar seir, to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, Titus HaRoshas and Enakol of Esav. That's because of his Kibbut Av. Not because he was such a great Mechabed Av, but because the fact that he did that, the schus that he had, so whenever we lack in that, he's able to take hold, he's able to take power. So since the brothers here too, they fought against Yosef, all the Svarim explained, they believed that Yosef was a Rosha, he was a Raidev, and therefore he should not be the one that's receiving the Torah from Yaakov Avinu. If anything, it should be transmitted to them. And as we just began saying, ki ben zekunim hulay, meaning Yosef considered himself a ben zekunim. He followed this kenim. He received the Torah from Yaakov, zekeinecha v'yomrulach. He was mekayin the shal of icha v'yageitcha zekeinecha v'yomrulach. That is, the Baal HaTurim says, zekunim is begematria roz. He taught him the Rosei Torah, the secrets of the Torah. He taught him Pnimius HaTorah. He taught him Torah's Mashiach. He taught him the Torah of Chanukah. Chanukah is Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach. The Chiddush of Chanukah over Matan Torah on Shavuos is the revealed part of the Torah. Chanukah is the hidden part of the Torah. The hidden part of the Torah, that's why it was hidden. The oil was hidden. It had to be revealed. There's the part of the Torah that has to be revealed. That's why Kislev, the Yontif of Chanukah, is always in the month of Kislev. Kislev is the Yontif in which the hidden becomes revealed. Kes Lamed Vav. Kes means hidden, and Lamed Vav refers to the Lamed Vav, the Oyer HaGonis, which lasted for 36 hours. Although the Svarim talk about Chanukah being the Yontif of Torah Shebal Peh, which is obviously true, ki ben zekunim, Baal HaTurim says, zekunim is Rosh HaTeva, zeroyim kotshim, Noshim Yeshua's Mayed, because he taught him Torah Shalapeh, he taught him Shishas Adrei Mishnah. They ask why it doesn't say Tyrus over here, because that Yosef, he was Taharist, he had to work on it on his own. He certainly taught him that. But he also taught him the Rosei Torah, the part of Torah that's hidden, Pnimius HaTorah that's been revealed in the last generations via the Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, which Rashbi is Rosh HaTevus. Rashbi, Reishin Beis Yud is begematria lehadlik Ne'er Chanukah, because Yom Tov Ne'er Chanukah is also the beginning of the light of Torah's Rashbi, which we go back to the beginning of Chumash as Ha'or Ki Toi VaYavdel, the hidden Torah, the hidden light that was put away for the future, as Rashi says here in Chumash. This is a Rashi. This is not just something that you find in some sefer written recently. So Arki Toi Vayavdel, Rashi says, is the Oir HaGonuz, the hidden light that was put away for La Asid Lavoi, and all the Svarim write, the Chassidish Svarim talk about that, it was hidden in the Torah itself. The Torah is where the Or HaGanuz is, in the Torah. It's particularly the part of Torah that's hidden. The part of Torah known as Nister, the part of Torah known as Panemius, the part of Torah that's going to be revealed when Mashiach will come. Es Ha'or Ki Toivis Begematria Oyer Melech HaMashiach. It's also Begematria Seser, because it's the part of Torah that's hidden. That's why in this month, by Chassidim, not only Lubavitcher Chassidim, but really all Chassidim celebrate Yutes Kislev, which is tomorrow night, because this is the day that the Baal HaTanya got out of prison. He was in a concealed state, and when he came out, he revealed more Pnimius HaTorah than he ever did. If you look at his Maimorim before he was in jail, and after he came out, it was a reboy, much more, as the story goes, that he was visited by the Baal Shem Tov and the Maggid of Mezrich. The Maggid's Yahrzeit is tomorrow night, also Yutes Kislev. It was on that day that the Maggid told the Baal HaTanya, this was way before he was incarcerated, that tonight is our Hilula. So the Baal HaTanya thought that he meant that he was also going to be Nifter on Yutes Kislev. But that's not what happened. Instead, later, when he was released from prison, he said he understood what his Rebbe meant. His Rebbe meant that this is the day that he's going to get out of prison. So the story goes, it was said by the great people, that the Baal Shem Tov and the Maggid visited the Baal HaTanya in jail when he was there. And he asked them, like, why am I here? What did I do wrong? What did I do? Did I do something wrong? So they told him, well, you did a lot, and because you did so much, the Satan was Makatrik. You revealed parts of Torah that normally have to be hidden. And you revealed a lot. So in Shemaim there was a kitrik, but the generation doesn't deserve it, so that's why you had to be incarcerated. Well, that's why he was incarcerated for 53 days, connected the 53 chapters of his Sefer. So he asked them, so that means when I get out, I should stop, right? I won't do it anymore. They said, no, on the contrary. When you get out, then that means that the kitrik is over, and you ought to teach even more than you did before. And that's what happened. He came out, you see, he spoke much more, his teachings were much more elaborate, much more barichas than before even. This was in the month of Kislev, because this Kislev is the month of Chanukah. Chanukah is the yomtiv where the hidden becomes revealed. We're waiting for Toiras Mashiach, and the Rashi says on the pasuk Yishokeni Minashikos Pihu. Rashi says this in Shir Hashirim, that we are waiting for the time when Hashem is going to reveal to us the hidden, the secret part of the Torah that's been concealed, which in previous generations, little by little, starting with Rashbi, then the Arizal, whose Rosh HaTevis is also Rashbi, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Shloima, and Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem, is also Rashbi, Beresh Gali, Biyad Rama. It continued slowly, little by little, like even today, there are many, many that are learning Pnimius HaTorah, lav dafka from those who are connected to Hasidim. Those who are into Ramchal, Ramchal was not from that camp. Ramchal, every sefer of his except for one is Nister. Every, except for one, except for Mesillas Yesharim, every sefer of Ramchal is real heavy Nister. And he passed away before the age of 40. The Gra said about him, the Gra said about the Ramchal, he was the one who really brought the Ramchal into the fore. The Ramchal was very controversial, people didn't know who he was, they didn't hold of him. So the Gra was the one who said that he would walk, if he'd be living, he'd walk by foot to see him. He was the one who was Mepharsim, the Sefer, Mesillas Yesharim, the Gra. So the Ramchal was very, very, very shtak, very strong about learning Pnimius HaTorah. That the Gra himself said that the reason why the Geula hasn't come, the Vilna Gaon writes this, is the Reb Chaim Vital, Chaim Volozhiner quotes, is because we're not learning Pnimius HaTorah. The Vilna Gaon writes it, the Vilna Gaon's Talmud. And lately we see in the world in general, people today learning and involved much more in that part of Torah which till now has been concealed. There are different ways, different shiurim, everyone in Naharu Naharu Pashtei. There's no one way, there's all different ways, but it's coming out because we're getting closer to Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach, where this part of Torah is going to be revealed. So Yosef learnt with Yaakov Pnimius HaTorah. Ve'osaloi k'soines pasim is begematria yishakeini minashikos piyu. Yosef was given a k'soines pasim. Yosef was told of the kates. The Baal HaTurim says that Yaakov was megala the kates to Yosef. Megala the kates to Yosef. Pasim is begematria case. So says the Baal HaTurim. Baal HaTurim is very busy here at the beginning of the parasha. One rem is after another, unusual, but he's full of remuzim, but it's unusual that he goes, one rem is after the other, talking about how Yaakov teaches Yosef razim, seser and raz and amain. It's like, at the time of the Baal HaTurim, Nistar was not learned by anyone, kamat. Hardly anyone even, those who learned Nistar, very, very, very few. And yet the Baal HaTurim, he's a Rishon, it goes on and on here, how Yosef, Yaakov learns with him the secrets of the Torah. This is one of the reasons perhaps why the Shvatim felt that something is wrong here, because they viewed Yosef as a renegade. They viewed Yosef as an outcast. They viewed Yosef as the Sipurna writes that he's a Raidev. They held he was Chayiv Misa. That's why they were able to sit and eat right after they sold him. By Yeshvu Lechol Lechem, Umafarshim ask, anyone with any humanity could go sit and eat a meal after they just sold their brother? No, we wouldn't do that. Yeah, we wouldn't do it because by us it's not L'shem Shemayim. That's why we wouldn't do it, because we'd feel so guilty. The guilt, they didn't feel guilty because they felt they did it L'shem Shemayim. It's emes la'amitoy. What we did was 100% Eiskal. There's no questions. Now we could eat. We got rid of the ra. In their view, and this is how Hashem made it that it should be that way, that they should think that he was ra, because this is how it had to happen, that Yaakov has to go down to Mitzrayim, the whole story. So that Yaakov should go down in a respectful manner rather than go down b'shal shaloi shal barzel. So they were able to sit and eat bread is clearly, and this is after they threw him into the pit. Not after they sold him. If they threw him into a pit with snakes and scorpions, the Hashem ba'akrar liyashbay, and he's screaming and he's crying and they're eating. So clearly what they believed about Yosef, they meant l'shem shamayim. And to them, it's a travesty that Yaakov is learning Sisrei Torah with a Rasha. One of the reasons you're not supposed to learn Nistar with every Tom, Dick, and Harry. You're not supposed to learn, the Mishnah says in Chagiga that you're not supposed to learn Ma'aseh Bereishis, Elam Kein, Yachid, Umeivin. The way it always was these things were only learned privately, one-on-one, and it had to be someone who was a Chacham, Umeivin, Midaitai. That's changed. And Arizal says it's not true anymore because today it's Mitzvah L'Galai, Sayyid Sachach, but certainly before. So in their opinion that Yosef is a Rasha, so what's Yaakov learning Sisrei Torah with Yosef? Like, what's going on here? So in their opinion, they felt they have to get Yosef out. It's a terrible thing that they felt it's bad for Yaakov because you're not allowed to teach someone who's Eina Hagen. You're not allowed to teach someone. That's why Gehazi was pushed away and Isaiah Ish was pushed away. It says Rav Shuv and Prak, you pushed them away. There's certain people you can't learn with. It bothered them. The bottom line is Vayikano Isaiah Echel, Vayisno Isaiah. But the fact is that in their opinion, Yosef should not be learning Sisrei Torah with Yaakov. But they were wrong, meaning they didn't see Yosef correctly. Vayiru Isaiah Meirachik. They saw him from afar. They didn't see up close. They didn't see what he really was. They saw him from afar. Yosef says this Fasemis was a tzaddik nister. He was a nister himself. He was a hidden tzaddik. You couldn't tell that he was a tzaddik. Similar to this week's Yard Tzaddik, Rabbi Yochanan and Stolener. It's the same thing. The Stolener Rebbes were very hidden. You couldn't tell. They davened fast. They walked around. They joked. They looked like regular people. You never saw anything. It was always in private. You never knew who they. If you looked at the person from far, it looked like a regular guy. People always wonder, like, why does he have to see them for? Like, what's so special about it? Because it was all behester. That was their avoda. And Yosef was like that. That's what the Sfasemer says, that Yosef was different than the brothers. They served Hashem b'pumbi, and they daven long Shmaina Esras, and they learned always, and they were carrying Sfarim with them. And, you know, but Yosef, like a regular guy, you know. That's why the Sfasemer says, it says, Ein sar beis hasoya royes kol ma'uma biyodai. Literally, it means that the warden of the jail didn't see anything wrong. Like, what did he do so terrible that he should be in jail? So the Sfasemer says, you couldn't see, by looking at Yosef, you couldn't tell what's so great about him. In fact, Rashi himself brings at the beginning of the parasha, he used to comb his hair. V'hunar, shayoysa maysa nairus, misakin sairai, mamashmesh be'enav. This is a tzaddik, he's looking in the mirror, he's combing his chup, what is he doing there? So some say he was curling his payas, whatever it is, but he's into his looks. So the Shvatim viewed Yosef as a very vain person. He's not a tzaddik. He's like, in fact, they compared him. The Shalva HaKadosh says they compared him to Esav. They saw a lot of similarities between him and Esav. They saw Yosef as Maisa Nefesh V'Kibarav. Because Yaakov tells him, go to Shechem to see how your brothers are doing. And Rashi brings it that he knew that they hated him. But he said, Hineini anyway. Va'afal pisha hayu yodea be'echav she'soin in Yosef. The Shalah writes that Yosef was moisa nefesh for kibur avayim. It's a whole shayla if you have to be moisa nefesh for kibur avayim. It's not one of the shalosh chamuras. Because he knew that they might kill him. But he went anyway. Mesiris nefesh for kibur av. So when he came to the brothers, they weren't impressed by that. They said, oh, you're like Uncle Esav. He also is moisa nefesh for kibur av. So you're also like him. You like him with kibur av. You like him that you're into your looks. Esav was also very hairy. Yosef was combing his hair. They saw a lot of similarities. So Esav wanted to take away the bracha from Yaakov and Yishmael from Yitzchak, and you want to take it away from us. Well, we're not going to let it happen. They got away with it. You're not getting away with it. We have an opportunity. We can get rid of you. We're going to get rid of you. And he's pleading with them. So it's first later that they see who he is. It takes all the way to Parshas Vayigash when Yosef says, Ani Yosef, that Gushunai Lai Vayigashu, when they come close and they hear him speaking B'lashon HaKodesh, then they realize who he is. But until then, they have absolutely no idea who he is. To them, he's a Rasha. That's how great Yosef is. He's so great that he could hide his tzitkus to the point that the Shvatim, who are such tzaddikim, don't see it. That a tzaddik has the capability to do that. Kloizenberg Rebbe writes in one of his Svarim that Rachel, it says, stole the trophim, and it says, V'layoda Yaakov ki Rachel gnavosam. So he asks, how could it be that Yaakov about Ruach HaKodesh didn't know that Rachel? He said, today we had Baal, 100 years ago we had Baal Ruach HaKodesh that looked at you, knew everything about you. So Yaakov didn't know that Rachel stole the trophim. He said, there are some tzaddikim that are so great that they're able to conceal what they do from other tzaddikim, that the other tzaddikim shouldn't know what they do. So she hid it, that he shouldn't find out. So Yosef was able to hide his greatness from the Shvatim, despite that they were tzaddikim, but they should think that he wasn't a tzaddik. And this is all to lead to the whole story here of Mechiras Yosef, and eventually Yosef coming out of prison, Vayimi Ketzam Lachayshach, Mibes Hasurim Yatzal Limloich. So the Medrash tells us here at the beginning of the parasha, the famous Medrash, which answers the obvious question. The name of the parasha is Vayeshev. Vayeshev means to settle, to live in peace and tranquility. Is this a tranquil parasha? Is this a parasha of peace and tranquility? It's probably the most difficult time for Yaakov is in Parshas Vayeshev. He's living in peace and tranquility. How can you call this parasha Vayeshev? He suffers more than anything in this parasha. For 22 years, Vayimoyin lehisnachem, he can't get to himself. The Ruach HaKodesh leaves him. He thinks Yosef was ripped apart by an animal. Then the Shvatim can't handle it either. Vayered Yehuda meis echov. Yehuda has to leave. He's demoted. He goes through aggravation with his sons dying, and then Tamar, the whole Maisa with Tamar, and then the Maisa later with Yosef and Eishes Potifar. Who's living? Where's their peace and tranquility in this parasha? And it gets even worse. You come to the end of the parasha, you learn about Yosef's incarcerated, and finally he thinks, oh, this is why it had to happen, that the Yisar HaMashkim and the Yisar HaOifim come into the same dungeon with me, so that I can translate the dream for them. And that's why now I'm going to get out. And how does the parasha end off? Nothing doing. Goodbye. So what kind of Vayeshev is? What's the Vayeshev? Vayeshev is this Yashvas. Vayeshev is peace and tranquility. And the Chazal even say, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'shalva, from the word Vayeshev, because that's what Vayeshev means. There's no peace and tranquility here. Maybe for a few years before this whole story happened, but that's it. So Adarab, so the Medrash says that in this parasha, everyone is busy doing something and no one even realizes what's going on. Like today, we don't know what's going on. What we see is very confusing events. So it says, Yaakov is busy with his sack. The Medrash says, Yaakov osuk besakoy v'tanisa. Yosef is osuk besakoy. They're both mourning. Yaakov is mourning, not knowing what happened to Yosef. Yosef is mourning because he knows his father is mourning and he can't tell him. He's not allowed to tell him. The brothers are crying. They're osuk besakoy v'tanisa. And then it says that Yehuda's busy looking for a wife. And this one's busy doing that. And what's Hashem busy doing? This is the Medrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu oisek u'bayrei oiroi shel melech HaMashiach. So now everyone's busy and everyone's crying and everyone's upset. But what's really happening behind the scenes? Hashem is preparing for the grand event, for the great event. We only see all the sak and tanis and all the tzoras, but really it is vayesh. It's going to lead to vayeshev. It's going to become a part. It's going to be his yashvus. It's going to be leishev b'shalva. In fact, Yaakov Avinu does end up living b'shalva after he meets Yosef in Mitzrayim. The best years of his life are the vayechi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim. Shvayas Reishon, the last 17 years of his life is when Itaka lives b'shalva. But in order to have that happen, this had to happen first. Otherwise, how's Yosef going to become the viceroy over Mitzrayim? So that's how this had to happen. There was no way otherwise that Yosef was going to go down to Mitzrayim. and become the viceroy. It was only because of this whole story. So eventually it does lead to Shalva. And then later Yaakov retroactively, everything is understood. The same thing with the Nes of Chanukah. Before the Nes of Chanukah, there was a Choshech, such a Choshech, such a darkness. The Choshech Zuyavon, more so than even the other empires. Hechshichu Einayim Shal Yisrael. Kisvu Lachem Al Keren Asher Shayim Lachem Chelik Velekei Yisrael. Was the Rambam in the first Sif in Hilchas Chanukah, but is Meirich. What they did, Batlu Dasam, they didn't let them learn Torah Mitzvahs, and they Pashtu Yadam B'mamaynam U'B'bnoi Seihem. It says, Lachatzum Lachatz Gadol V'yitzar Lohem. It was Tzaras Tzruras from in Galus Yavin. And this is when they had the Beis HaMikdash. But Timu Kol Hashmanim, there was no hope. It was like they lost all hope. What's going to happen over here? How are we going to get out of this? And a little group of Chashmainoyim with the Kayach of Mesiris Nefesh enter the Mikdash, find the oil, combat, fight in an oifen, totally the Milam and Ateva. And from the Choshech sprouts the Geula. Choshech, that's why the word Choshech, the Miluai, if you spell Choshech with the Miluai of the Oisiyah, it says, Begematria, Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. Ches Yud Tov, Shin Yud Nun, Kof Pei, is 878, which is Begematria, Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, which is also equal to Kates Shel Moshiach. Because Chanukah is Oirei Shel Melech HaMoshiach. So every year, during these 8 days, a Yid sees, or should be able to, even if we don't, see through the darkness that it's really good, it's really light. Tzadikim have a minog to sit by the Ner Chanukah, especially by Chassidish Rebbes, it's a known thing that they sit and look at the Neiris for a half hour straight, the half hour that it's supposed to stay lit. So, okay, some might just be doing that, you know, they look because their fathers did it, but Minogav is saying, very nice. But by great Tzadikim, it's Yodua that they would say things after that half hour. They actually saw things. They saw future events. They saw things that are going to happen. They saw tremendous oirois. And not only them, even Rishoyim, it says, even wicked people that light Ner Chanukah, it's mayor in their neshama. It's the famous maisa by the Chedush Arim, that there was a masur in the town. Someone who was chayiv misa. Someone who was malshin on other Jews. He actually would rat on to the government on other Jews, and the people were very upset about it, and they went to the Chedush Yerim, and they asked the Chedush Yerim if he could daven that this person should have a Misa Mishunah. Literally, they held his Chayiv Misa, he did such terrible things. And they gave him the kvittel, they gave him the name, and he looked at it, he said, I can't do it. Okay, so they left. But then a few weeks later, it got even worse. They came back to him, and he looked at it, he said, okay, you'll see, he'll be finished. Whatever, that he died, something mysteriously he died. So they asked him later, why the first time when we came to you, you looked at his name and you said, you can't do anything. So he answered, because when you came to me, it was Chanukah. And he had lit the Ner Chanukah that night. That even he, such a Rasha, it illuminated his neshama. There's nothing I could do. Which from that story you see that they repeat that story. Rav Wolfson, Shlita's stories repeat this story to show us how powerful Ner Chanukah is, that even someone who's Mayridin V'Leimali, we're talking about someone who's considered in many ways not even Jewish, you're allowed to kill such a person, a Meiser, but Chanukah has the effect, the Chanukah could illuminate even such a person's neshama. That's the power of Chanukah. From the Choshech. So therefore Chanukah, the Gemara particularly specifically uses this pasuk as the source for the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Sha'al avicha v'yageitcha. Again, connect to the past. Kibur Avayim. This is what the Shvatim lack here. The reason why Yaakov is punished is 22 years because he was not mechabed aviv ve'imay. So this explains to us also why the 14 years that he was in the Beis Medrash of Eivor are not counted, because that's Kibur Av, as we said before. The transmission of Torah Shebaal Peh and Kibur Av Ve'eim are one and the same. They both are the transmission from one generation to the next. So during the 14 years that he was learning in the Beis Medrash of Eivor, Torah Shebaal Peh, he was learning from a Rebbe who was transmitting to him, and then he transmits it later to Yosef. So those 14 years he was doing Kibur Av. Who says a father is only a physical father? A father was also a Rebbe, Rabbi Shalim Dei Torah. So during those 14 years, he's not going to be punished for Kibur Av, because what Kibur Av is, Torah Shebaal Peh is, as mentioned before. It's the same, goes together. Like Sasur, Sha'al Avicha V'yageitcha, Kenecha V'yayim Rulach, is both Kibur Av Kipshutai, and learning Torah Shebaal Peh from a... This could answer also, many ask, why is it that in the Nusach of Chanukah we say, Bimei Matisyahu ben Yoichanan Kohen Gadol, we stress who Matisyahu's father was. By Purim we don't say that. We don't say Bimei Mordechai ben Yoir, or Bimei Esther bas Avichai. You say Bimei Mordechai ben Esther. It's important to know who they are. It's not important to know who their father is. Chanukah, it's important to know who the father is, because that's the whole idea. Bimei Matisyahu ben Yoichanan Kohen Gadol Chashmoinoi Ubanov. You see, again, he's Mekabel from his father, and he transmits to his children. That's the Mesoira, that's Torah Shebal Peh, that's Kibbutz of Aim. And that's what Chanukah teaches, that's what Chanukah comes to, that's why the mitzvah of Chanukah is Nerish Rubesai. The parents with the children together are supposed to be lighting the menorah, not separately. Again, the connection from parent to child. Sha'ala vicha v'yageitcha. It's Esav's Kibbutz Av that gave him the schus to take over the Mokam HaMikdash. It's in the schus of our Kibbutz Av that we will get it back. Meaning, the ruchnius, what Kibbutz Av stands for. And that's taught in this parasha, how severe it is, lack of Kibbutz Av, that Yaakov has to go through 22 years of suffering. And the Shvatim, L'shem Shamayim, but they caused this severance for 22 years. Yaakov cannot transmit Torah to Yosef, who was the one who he was learning with. So it's brought down that when Yosef left, Binyamin took over. Binyamin is also called the Ben Zakunim. We see in Parshas Vayigash, all these Parshas are read Chanukah time. Even Vayigash, Chanukah goes into Parshas Vayigash, where it comes to a conclusion, a happy conclusion, and the Shvatim reunite, and they recognize who Yosef is, because Yosef, as the Shalosh says, and we spoke about it many, many times, Yosef is Chanukah, his whole Metzius is Chanukah. Because he goes down into Mitzrayim, down, more down than anyone ever went, like Chanukah is below 10 Tfachim. He goes on the left, and he's sharp. Kisvu lechem al keren ashar, shayin lechem chelik v'lekei Yisrael. He's keneged ki yadua, Antiochus is begematria Yosef, Melech Yavan is begematria Yosef. The Shalosh has a whole arichas on this. That Yosef is the Yom Tov of Chanukah, Moisef v'hoylech. So that's why the Shvatim fought Yosef, because Chanukah was a very controversial Yom Tov when it first appeared on the scene. Not everyone accepted it right away. What kind of Yom Tov is this? You light on the left side, below 10, outside. What is this? This sounds like, what are we doing here? We're imitating the Goyim. What are we doing here? They didn't understand Chanukah like the brothers didn't understand Yosef. Then in Vayigash, they joined together. They recognized that he's Taka the Tzadik. So in Parshas Vayigash, Binyamin is referred to as the Yeled Zakunim. V'anoymer al adoini yesh lanu of zakein. V'yeled zakunim katan. So you see, Binyamin is called also Zakunim, like Yosef, Ben Zakunim. Zakunim, by the way, is Zayin Konim. That's the Menorah. The Menorah has Zayin Konim. The Menorah is Meram, is on Torah Shebal Peh. That's why the Yom Tov happens with Shemen, with the Menorah, which is Torah Shebal Peh, unlike the Oran, is Torah Shebiksav. The Menorah is Torah Shebal Peh, which is the whole idea of transmitting from one generation to the next. Sha'alav Yichav Yagetcha, Zikeinecha V'yayim Rulach. So after Yosef leaves, Binyamin takes over. And as we mentioned last week, what the Megala Amukas tells us, Binyamin is Sitnoi Shel Yishmael. So Yosef is the counterforce to fight Esav, as Rashi brings at the beginning of the parasha. Nitzutz Echad Yotzei Mimapuach Shelecha. That's Yosef, and he will burn all the Alufei Esav, because there are 11 Alufei Esav, Yud Aleph Alufei Esav. And Yosef is the 11th of the Shvatim. So with Yosef we can combat Esav. Because the Bnei Yisoscha tells us that Esav was killed. He doesn't say it about Esav, but it's Bepashtis that way, because he says that the burial of Yaakov was on Chanukah, that Yaakov passed away on Sukkot. That's his Yom Tov, Yaakov Nosa Sukkot, which means 70 days later, says the Pesukim say, he was buried 70 days later. That's Chanukah. So Yaakov is buried on Chanukah. That means Esav was killed on Chanukah. We know that he was buried, and Esav was killed the same day. The Gemara says in Saita, Lomo Eshkal Gam Shneichem Yoyim Echad. So Esav is killed on Chanukah, the Yom Tov of Yosef HaTzadik, is when Esav is killed. Sitnoi Shel Esav. The Mapola of Esav is on Chanukah. What about Yishmael, as we mentioned in the previous week? So Yishmael is Keneged Binyamin. Binyamin is the 12th, and Yishmael had 12 children. Esav has Yud Aleph Alufim, and Yishmael has one more. He has Yud Beis, equal to the Yud Beis Shvatim. He's trying to equate himself to the Yud Beis Shvatim. However, with Binyamin, we're not worried. Binyamin did not violate any Kibbutz Av. That's the interesting thing we see here. Binyamin wasn't there. He was not by the Mechira. So Binyamin had no part at all in Bechiras Yosef, which is one of the reasons why he was zeicher that the Beis HaMikdash was built in this portion. The Makam HaMikdash is in the portion of Binyamin, Ze'ev Yitrov, Yishkoin, Lovet Achol, of Chayfif, of Kol HaYom, Ven Ksefav Shachay. Binyamin did not in any way violate Kibur Av. You can't say that about all the Shvatim. Even Yosef you can't say it about. Because Yosef at Lamaisa brought it on himself. Vayaveh Yosef es dibasam ro el avihem. So many learn it means that he cared about them. It doesn't say Vayaveh Yosef es dibasam ro el aviv. Then it would be like, I want him to be my father. I don't want you to have any. No, it says Vayaveh Yosef es dibasam ro el avihem. It means he was concerned that since you are their father, tell them, scold them, teach them right from wrong. That's how many learn pshat here. But you could also say the other way. You could say, Yosef brought the Basam Ra, even though El Avihem, Lamaisa, he's their father. And by you doing this, you're causing, it's a lack of Kibbut Av on your part. And that's what happens. This causes that eventually there's a rift between them as a result of this. So Yosef is also the Dakas Shebedakas, there's a Pagam and Kibbut Av over here too. But Binyamin, absolutely no shaykhs. Binyamin has nothing to do with any of this story here. Binyamin is out of it completely. Binyamin, yeshpeh v'shoyseh, as the Gemara says. Yoshveh, he had a mouth, he could have said things, he was quiet, he never spoke. So Binyamin had absolutely nothing to do at all with the pegam of Kibbut Av. And for that reason, perhaps, Binyamin is zeicher that Chanukah begins in the month of Kislev, which is the month of Binyamin. The Arizal says Kislev is Binyamin, the ninth Shevet. The way they traveled, Kislev is the ninth month. So Chanukah is in Kislev, because Chanukah is Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach. The Mishkan was completed in Kislev. The Mishkan was completed. The Mishkan is the tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. So Kislev, the Yom Tov of Chanukah, Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach, is Neskala Dafka in the Chodesh of Binyamin, who had no part at all in any lack of Kibbut Av, and again to this story in this week's parasha. So therefore, Esav can't rule over Binyamin. Because Binyamin, if Esav has Kibbut Av, Binyamin also has Kibbut Av. There's no lack of Kibbut Av as far as Binyamin is concerned. So Binyamin certainly can help with Yosef as far as Esav. But Binyamin has more than that. He also has the ability to overpower Yishmael. And as we read in this week's parasha, the Yishmaelim came to sell Yosef. They're part of Mechiras Yosef is Yishmael. As the Medrash brings here, that every time that Yosef was sold, was another Golus later on for Klal Yisrael. Yosef was sold, according to one opinion, four times. According to one opinion, they medrash five times. And perhaps the opinion that says five times means with the Yishmaelim, that's the fifth Golus, the Golus we're in now. Golus Yishmael is because the Yishmaelim sold Yosef. V'hinei orchas Yishmaelim ba'a migilad. As we mentioned last week, because Binyamin wasn't there. Binyamin is the sitnai shel Yishmael. Binyamin wasn't here. If Binyamin would have been here, Yishmael couldn't have sold Yosef. They wouldn't be able to start up with Yosef because Binyamin is there. He's sitnai shel Yishmael. Yosef is not sitnai shel Yishmael. So Yishmael could overpower Yosef. But Yishmael cannot overpower Binyamin. So certainly in the month of Kislev, when we have the Yom Tov of Chanukah, especially as we mentioned this year, Tavshin Ayin Hei, the great year of Tavshin Ayin Hei, which is the year of a Kates, Ace Kates HaYomin, is Begematria Tavshin Ayin Hei. Tavshin Ayin Hei, which is equal to Lamed Vav Neira, is Chanukah, and Yishmael B'miluai. It's high time already that we should be Zeicher, we should deserve, hopefully, to be zeicher to get rid of Yishmael, Yishmakel, through tefillah. I saw a letter this week from B'chaim Kanievsky. I'm just going to say, I saw it, Be'enai Ra'isi. So it's not something that I heard. Maybe many saw it. So I'm just quoting what he said. He writes concerning the terrible event that happened a few weeks ago. He says, enemies came into a base medrash. This is what he writes. Maybe it means, I don't know if he says maybe or he says for sure. This is what he writes. I wouldn't say it, but he writes it. That's what he says. Is lack of covet for the Beis Medrash, talking in shul, he said, and especially Lashon Hara, Rechilas, and Bizei, Talmidei Chachamim, that goes on in shuls. Either he's referring to some specific incident, or in general. He says, that's what we have to work on. That knows, we want to get rid of these enemies, Yishmael, you could only get rid of with the Kayach HaTfila. That's how you have that, Yishmael. So if Tfila is lacking, if Chas Hashem is talking in shuls, or other things, Dvarim B'Teilim, or whatever's going on in a shul. So, then how do we expect to be saved from Yishmael when the only way to be saved, as the Medrash says, is Yishmakel? So it's Tefillah. I mean, he writes it, that the Talmud HaGadol B'Yisrael writes, that this could be perhaps something behind, not that anyone understands really all the But this is what he writes in the letter. I saw the letter myself. He wrote it last week. And in fact, it's dated Kislev. Kislev Tovshinayin Hei. The letter is dated. And as we mentioned, Yishmael is the same letter as Yesha Mikael. In order to have a Yeshua from Hashem, because for this Golus you need a Yeshua, you need a Maila Menateva, like Hanukkah, is only through Yishmael. Hanukkah is the Yom Tov of Halel V'Hoidah. It's the Yom Tov of Tefillah. How did the Maccabees, how did the Chashmonaim win the battle? They obviously had tremendous Koyach of Tefillah. How was it possible for such a small army to go? With their Koyach of Tefillah and B'tochen, they went and they fought and they won. So that's the only way. So the way to combat Yishmael is through Yishma Kael. We will be zeichet to Yesha Mei Kael. And just like we find later on in Chumash, that Hashem says he's going to take revenge from the Midyanim for their role in selling Yosef, which happened already. That Allah has come for Kama, that's time for the revenge for the Yishmaelim's role in Mechiras Yosef. What about the Yishmaelim? That's also coming. That Hashem is going to take revenge via Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Those are the two Mashiachim, as the Gemara says in Sukkah, that together are going to bring about the Geula, who are rooted in this week's parasha. This week's parasha is the parasha of where Yosef, through what happens here, is Zaycha, that from him comes Mashiach ben Yosef, he passes the test. And then Yehuda, Vayered Yehuda me'eis Echav, both the Yeridus of Yehuda and Yosef. Yosef, who rad Mitzrayim, Vayered Yehuda me'eis Echav, is all to be Maila, all the neshamas that are down in the Imkei HaKlipos, and to bring them out, which is through the site of Yibum Ki Yodua. Yibum is the idea of being Mesakin neshamas. That's why Vayeshev Yaakov Ve'eretz Megure, says the Oy of Yisrael, and I saw it also in the Megala HaMukas, is Rosh HaTevis Yibum. Vayeshev Yaakov Ve'eretz Megure. And what the Shoyrish of Mesachtes Yevamas, which everyone's learning it now, learning Daf Yomi, so you're learning Yevamas, is in Pashas Vayeshev. The whole concept of Yevamis is Tikkun Neshamos. The Pashtas, you bring in the Neshama of the deceased back again through the Hoya B'chor HaShat Taylor. The whole idea of Tikkun Neshamos is the Soid HaYibum, as the Svarim HaMayrich. And therefore Yosef had to go down into the Imkei HaKlipos. Yehuda had to go down, Dayered Yehuda, all for the Aliyah that comes afterwards. That's what Chanukah is. The Ner Chanukah, we light below 10 Tfachim, on the left side, on the outside, to bring out all those neshamas that are trapped in Esav. Rashi's Meramis is at the beginning of the parasha. The Margolis, that's the diamond that's hidden in the sand. Moshel the Margolis shenofla bein hachoyl. So other memashmesh bechoyl v'koyvrei b'kvara ad shemoytzi es ha-margolis. What's we actually talking about here? A person sifts through the sand until he finds the diamond. And then when he finds it, it says he throws away the pebbles and he takes the diamond. That the diamond is the nitzutz ha-yahadus, the nitzutz kadosh in everything. We have to sift through all in yonei choyl, all the in yonei esav, and bring out the margolis, the nitzutze kedusha, that have fallen all over. That's what the Yom Tov of Chanukah has the power to do. That chayil bolavai yikienu, which is the gematria in there, Chanukah has the power to bring out the lowest nitzutzes, to bring back the nitzutzes that fell into the lowest mekayimets, back to their shayrish. That's what Yosef was Isaac in, and Yehuda was Isaac in. That's Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. They're both in this parasha, and all the dreams in this parasha that the Midrashim tell us, that it seems like it's about mundane bundles and the sun and the moon bowing down, and then at the end of the parasha you have the dream of the Sarah Mashkim and the Sarah Oifim. All the Midrashim say that deep down these were all, not under the surface, these were all kalaimas, but again to the future of Klal Yisrael, like the Midrash brings down that four times it says Kais, By the Sarah Hamashkim is connected the Dalit Kaisos, connected the four Kaisos of Geula, and there's even a fifth at the end. That's Vayitein HaKais Al Kaf Parai, which is connected our Geula from Golus Yishmael, the fifth Kais, the fifth cup, the Kaisos Shel Eliyahu. In the Parsha itself, Beremez, Bepnimius is Geula. The whole Parsha really is Geula, which is clothed, which Golus. It's a Tzimtzum, it's a Hester only on the surface, but really, B'pnimius, it's all Geula. That's what the Medrash is saying. Everyone's busy with their tzaras, and people are busy with their business tzaras and other tzaras that everyone has. There's no one that doesn't have a pekel. All of us have pekelach. We all go through different chevel, our own personal chevel and Mashiach. And we're very confused many times why we have to go through our own personal chevel and Mashiach. And everyone has what bothers them. We don't have to be Meirich. Everyone knows what they have in their life. So, all, but it's all really vayeshev. It's all oyer. It's all going to bring about, an oyer is going to come out of all of this, like in this parasha of vayeshev, which leads to miketz, ketz som lachoyshech, the end of the darkness. Like, and that's what the Yom Tov of Chanukah teaches us, that even in the darkness, one has to know that really all of it is oyer, and all of us taka should be zeichet to see it, ve'enei basar. But really all of this is taka, not only just that it's the preparation for the Geula, but we actually should see the Geula and be zeichet to the Geula, and this Chanukah we should experience the actual lighting of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, HaShlishi, Sheyavonah, B'Merav Yemeinu.